Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa has dropped another 67,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year. That's according to Stats SA, which says total employment declined from 10,731,000 jobs at the end of December to 10,664,000 at the end of March. Trade was down 57,000 jobs, community services down 18,000, business services down 4,000, mining down 3,000. But on the upside, there were increases in manufacturing, transport and construction. Low-cost banking giant Capitec has launched a new life insurance product designed to be affordable and easy to use. Called Capitec Life Cover, clients are able to sign up digitally within minutes and submit claims on WhatsApp. No medical tests are required. In its launch statement, Capitec says only 1 in 10 South Africans has life cover, a figure that's dropping, probably due to the declining economy. Capitec CEO Gerry Fourie, quoted by News 24 Business, says the complex terms and conditions, invasive medical tests, lack of transparency around premiums, and prohibitive selling practices deter many from getting the cover they need to protect loved ones. We're committed, he says, to helping South Africans overcome these obstacles. Turning to the markets, it's clear that everyone here is watching and waiting nervously for the outcome of the negotiations over cabinet positions in the Government of National Unity. The rand dropped another 0.2% yesterday against the dollar, trading this morning at 18.23 to the greenback, with the dollar itself unchanged at 107 to the euro. Against the euro, the rand is 19.52 against sterling, 23.13. JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down nearly a full 1%. No real pattern to the trade, except that platinum miners took another hit. Sibanye-Stillwater down 5.7%, Amplats and Implats both down just over 3.5%. In London, the FTSE ended down 0.4%. In New York, the Dow was down 0.75%, but the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 1.3%. Tokyo this morning up 1.4%, Hong Kong just beneath flat, Sydney down 0.8%. Gold this morning at 2,317, platinum 991, Bitcoin just under 62,000, and Brent crude oil just above $85 a barrel. And finally, on the subject of oil, we're on course for a drop of about R1 a litre in July. That's according to BusinessTech.co.za, quoting the latest data from the Central Energy Fund. Diesel not so much, only around 30 cents a litre. Nothing to do with the rand, says the report, and everything to do with the declining international oil prices. Whatever the cause, I think we'll say yes, please.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.